When people think of advertising for their product, they think of Facebook, maybe Instagram or Google or something like that, but they rarely think of Twitter, X, you know? And it's something that maybe they should start thinking about. In fact, I brought in Chris Orzechowski. This guy is an expert at Twitter advertising. He's helping many brands get out there and put their brand out there and get great results. So he walks us through the plan of exactly what to do, how to set it up, where to do it within X, and it makes it really easy to follow. So if you want to get your product in front of more eyeballs of people who want to buy your product, check this episode out because you're going to find something super interesting here.
Welcome to Scale Your SaaS, the podcast that gives you proven techniques and formulas for boosting your revenue and achieving your dream exit. Brought to you by a guy who's done just that multiple times. Here is your host, Matt Wallach.
Hello and welcome to Scale Your SaaS. Very glad that you made it here. Thank you very much. By the way, if this is your first time joining us, this is a program specifically designed to help you do what it says, scale your SaaS. So let's grow some leads. Let's make sure we know how to close those leads. Let's understand how to scale our team so that we can get to our dreams. And one of those ways of growing leads we're going to talk about today, I have Chris Orzechowski with me. Chris, how you doing?
How's it going, Matt? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I'm really glad that you came. Looking forward to this one. And I want to make sure everybody knows who you are, Chris. So Chris is the CEO and founder of West Egg Expertising Agency. And I love that expertising. You'll understand what that means in a second. We're talking about X, Twitter ads. They are an emerging cost-effective platform for business growth. And with a substantial user base and significant ad inventory, X ads offer a unique opportunity for brands to reach a wider audience. Early adopters may gain a competitive edge. I totally believe in that. And this is something that's really reminiscent of the early days of Facebook ads. And so it's something we got to think about and jump on. He's also the author of The Moat. This is how to build a durable, profitable brand that can last forever. It's a really good book I want to check out. So, Chris, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk about X ads because it's crazy. Like I started, you know, I've been on X for a little bit over 2 years. I used to have an account and then I logged off for a while and didn't do any social media. And I hopped back on 2 years ago, a little bit before Elon took over. And I just had like a lot of frustrations in my own life with like Facebook. I was locked out of my Facebook account for 2 years because I forgot to transfer my two-factor authentication code from my old phone to my new phone. So like I couldn't get in. It just completely, no, I couldn't even talk to anyone. So I was like, let me start like investigating X ads. Like maybe I could run ads there. And so I started looking stuff up. I was like, you know, someone's got to be teaching this. There's got to be courses. There's got to be YouTube channels. There's nothing. And I was like, hold on. How is it like for Facebook, Google, all these other channels? There's these entire cottage industries, there's agencies, there's coaching programs, there's masterminds, there's nothing. So I was like, well, that's kind of weird. And then as I was going on, I kept seeing more and more ads. And some of these ads from big companies, big software companies, big e-commerce companies, big enterprise level, you know, companies. And I was like, okay, so what do they know? Like they're here for a reason, right? But no one was talking about it. So I started playing with my own money and running ads to my own campaigns for my own products and services and things. And they actually worked pretty well. One of the first experiments I did, I spent like $1,057 and I got 8 leads for my services. And I was like, okay, there's something here, you know, like there's definitely something here. And it was funny because everyone was like, X ads don't work. It's a bad platform, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, well, they clearly are working for some people. That's like saying Facebook ads work. That's like saying direct mail doesn't work. Like it works for some people who figure out how to make it work. So I was like, I'm going to be the guy to figure that out.
We'll be right back. Game changer in lead generation, lead feeder. One thing that's super frustrating when I work with clients is driving traffic to their website, but then not knowing who those visitors are. You can't tell who these companies are, but guess what? There is a tool and it's changing the game and supercharging your lead gen. It's called Lead Feeder. Now imagine having the power to identify companies visiting your website, track their behavior in real time, and seamlessly integrate it all with your CRM. Lead Feeder is not just a tool. This thing is your secret weapon for efficient and targeted lead engagement. Now, what sets Lead Feeder apart? It's the ability to provide detailed insights into visitor behavior, helping your sales team prioritize efforts and close deals faster. This thing's got customizable notifications, lead scoring, GDPR compliance. It's loaded. Lead Feeder is really changing the game. If you're ready to revolutionize your approach to leads and deals, head over to leadfeeder.com for your free demo today. That's LEADFEEDER.com. Don't miss out on the future of successful lead generation with Lead Feeder. And we're back.
I love it. Such a great story. I totally agree with you. I think it is something that's ripe for opportunity right now, because I think it is like the early days of Facebook ads. I think that a lot of people haven't come around to this and don't realize the power of it. And I think it's something that can really kind of take off going forward. But getting in early is key, right?
Yeah. Like right now, there's a number of companies, a lot of the bigger companies who are kind of doing like an omni-channel strategy. They're like, okay, we're going to advertise everywhere, so then we'll just throw a percentage of spend towards X as well. And I've talked with some of these people, some of these multiple nine-figure brands, marketers who work at these brands, and they're getting great results. In some cases, they're actually getting better results than Facebook right now. You know, the spend is not as high, obviously, because for a lot of people, it's just so new. But yeah, it's great. I mean, I bought softwares for my own company and then for some of my clients' companies from ads. And there's a lot of interesting frameworks. It's definitely a different type of platform. Facebook, Meta, let's call it Meta, right? Meta is really good at, you know, skimming the top 3% of people who are in market, ready to buy right now, and which is awesome, right? Because you can optimize for conversions and leads and things like that. But what happens is, and I've had clients who they'll be spending, you know, north of $500K a month, and then they just can't break past that plateau, right? Because they're in, like, with the way that I mean, I'm not an expert on the Facebook algorithm, but, like, you know, I know that there's buckets. They say, okay, well, you know, your stuff appeals to people in this bucket. And when you're in the bucket, it's great. But once you've exhausted all of the, you know, leads in that bucket, it's hard to break out into another bucket and expand. So a lot of people have that problem. But with X, it doesn't seem to operate the exact same way, because you can get very granular with the targeting. It's almost like a mix between Meta and Google AdWords, where you can choose specific keywords, you can choose specific people to target and target their followers or lookalikes of their followers. You can target your own followers. So if you do a lot of organic, it's a great way to escalate those people. So it's really interesting the way that it works, because you can go with a small audience or you can go with a large audience. And if you have a good offer and a good funnel that converts, it works really well. I mean, I have campaigns running right now for myself that are getting 38-cent CPMs, which is like nuts, because and not that that's necessarily.
Can you explain what that is for people who don't CPM?
Yes, yeah, so CPM is just a term that means what is the cost to show the ad to 1,000 people to get 1,000 impressions? And it's obviously not the most important metric. I mean, in my eyes, ROAS, you know, the return on your advertising dollars is always the most important. Or if it's, you know, the number of leads that convert, you know, sometimes SaaS companies have a bit of a longer sales cycle depending on what the product is, especially if it's like a high-end B2B type thing. You know, there might be different stakeholders in the decision. But it's like if you put a dollar in the machine, how quickly does the dollar come back? How many friends does the dollar bring with them? What's that timeline look like, right? So CPM is not necessarily the most important thing in the world, but it's a lot cheaper. And you can get very granular. Instead of going super broad and targeting everyone, you could just say, I want these people, and these people. I want these age groups, these device types. So you could really slice it and dice it any way you want and get super targeted and get in front of the right people. And if you have good offers, it's going to convert just like any other type of advertising platform. Like if you have something really good, people are going to buy.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that's really cool. And I also think it's interesting because, you know, there was obviously some news with some big major advertisers maybe leaving Twitter. Mm-hmm. I actually have heard that some of them regret that now. But what do you think that's done? That's kind of influenced, you know, how small brands can kind of take over some of that space. Is that right?
When I first saw that there were, you know, tons of big brands leaving, I was like, hey, okay, there's a vacuum here, right? And, you know, and people are like, well, why do they leave? You know, there's content that, you know, Elon's thing is about making the free speech platform, and people say that there's, you know, bad content. But like, I go on Facebook, I see a lot of horrible people saying horrible things.
No kidding.
I go on every platform, there's a lot of horrible people
it's
everywhere.
It's called social media. Yeah, it's terrible.
You know, like, I understand, but I see that stuff all the time on Facebook and Instagram and all these other channels, right? So there was this big vacuum, and, you know, the universe abhors a vacuum, right? So I said, okay, there's a lot of inventory, and so much inventory that they were essentially, you know, selling the inventory to other networks, right, to try to get, you know, more ad dollars in. So I saw that, and I said, okay, well, I can rush in my company, even though I'm a lot smaller than Netflix or some of these other companies, and take advantage of that arbitrage. And the funny thing is, like, Netflix specifically was one of those companies that pulled out, and then like 2 months later they came back. And I said, everyone's telling me X ads don't work. I'm like, well, why are they coming back then, right? Like, there's got to be something here. Like, why are they coming back? Like, if it's that bad, it's like they need, there's something about it. And I think the thing with X, I mean, everyone has different platforms that they hang out on. Like, I have an Instagram, I have a Facebook. I don't really spend a ton of time. You know, if I have to go into Ads Manager, I'll go on Facebook. But I'm not spending time, like, consuming content there. I spend all my time on X. That's what I do. Like, that's where I interact. That's where I network. That's where I meet clients. That's where I, you know, interact with my friends online. So I know there's a lot of people like me who they don't spend any time on any other platforms, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, everyone's like, well, Facebook has 2 billion people. I'm like, that's cool. But, A, if you're targeting the United States only has, what, 340-ish million people. So, like, when you think about it, like, you're not marketing necessarily always to 2 billion people. You're only marketing to a total addressable market of, let's say, 340 million. But some of those are kids. Some of those are people who don't use the internet, right? So if we chop it down, like, the difference in size of the networks, like, yeah, Facebook and Instagram are definitely bigger than X, but it's not that much bigger. And, you know, if you're marketing to 100 million people instead of 150 million people, like, okay, well, how many customers do you need to make your company work? You know, like, mm-hmm. you don't need 150. I mean, it'd be nice to have 150 million, but you probably don't need that, right? So yeah. I just looked at it like as this great opportunity. And there's a lot of people. It's funny because the people who are making it work, they don't want anyone to know. They're always like, shh, don't tell anyone, you know? I'm like, no, it works. It's great. Specifically for SaaS.
Yeah, I agree. I have some friends who are doing really well with it. But, you know, some people are not and some people are struggling. And we talked about that. But it feels like they're maybe just not doing it the right way. So what are some of the mistakes that you see that people are making when it comes to X advertising?
I think the biggest thing is that X is built on like rabbit holes. Like people want to tumble down rabbit holes. I don't necessarily know if it's the exact same on Facebook and Instagram, where like the post is the post, but like on X, like if you have these long form stories or these threads or like just really insightful posts, people will like want to go and check the comments on those posts, right? Or like they'll see this person sharing the story of this, you know, in the business world, someone who had a company and then, you know, it almost went to zero and then they, you know, rescued it and hear the steps they took. And it's like this interesting content. And that, like, people want to tumble down those rabbit holes, right? So what we actually do with clients is we create these things called, I call them X-vertorials, which is a play on the word advertorial, which if you're not familiar, anyone's listening, if you're not familiar with that, an advertorial is just, you know, typically you'd see it on, like, Google Display, or you could see it on Facebook and other places, but, like, you know, usually on Google Display, it's like, it doesn't look like an ad, it looks like a news story. You click the link, and then you go to this page, and maybe it looks like it's, like, a news outlet page, and there's some kind of story. It's like a bridge page that is kind of, like, content, and that kind of warms you up. It's like a traffic microwave, right? So it warms up that cold traffic, kind of pre-frames you to think about your problem in a certain way. And then you click through to another page and that's the product page. So that concept of an advertorial where you're not necessarily like trying to like ram a sales pitch down someone's throat. What you're doing is you're kind of warming them up with content. So their natural defense mechanism is down a little bit and they lean in because they're interested. We actually do that with X ads because what you could do, you could run an engagement ad, engagement objective ad, which means, you know, there's different objectives within the ads manager. You could do keyword objective, you could do a reach objective to go out to, you know, more top of funnel traffic. Engagement is just to get a lot of people engaging in the post, which means they're reading, they're interacting with it, they're clicking on it. But we have sometimes we'll take these long form content pieces where there's no mention of the software or anything. I'll give you an example. There's this one software. It's called RetentionX. It's an e-commerce software. It's really awesome software. And this was one of the first things I bought from a Twitter ad. It's this software that it plugs into Shopify and it analyzes, like, they have this incredible, like, machine learning. They analyze all of your data. And they actually have an AI. It's not the only feature, but one of their main things, they have an AI and they say, hey, we analyzed, you know, your customer list, your data. If you market to this segment of people right here, you know, they're ripe for making a purchase. So you can click one button, create a segment, and then send out an email to them. And I'm like, this is amazing, right? But the way that I got into that ad was it was about cohort analysis in terms of, you know, tracking all the, you know, leads who are coming through the funnel, how they're converting, how much money each cohort is worth. And it was like 7 different, you know, things to look for when you're doing cohort analysis. I don't remember the exact hook, but it was something along those lines. And I was reading it and I was like, oh, this is great. This is great. Because I was working as a CMO for an e-commerce company. I was like, wow, this is really great. And at the end, I was like, oh, wow, there's a software that does this. Immediately bought it, right? If they just said, hey, buy this thing, it's this cool tool, I'd be like, eh, whatever. But they kind of demonstrated it in the ad, and it was this thread that was maybe 10 tweets long. It was super educational. And I saw that, and I was like, oh, this is great. So, and then I wound up telling people, you know, 6 different clients about it, and now I'm here telling everyone about it. So it's like, it's funny. It all came from one ad that showed up in my newsfeed.
That's amazing. So it is okay to do threads like normal as an ad. So I thought it was just like an image post like Facebook or something, but threads are okay as ads as well.
I think it's better to do threads. I think for every kind of, even an e-commerce company, I think you can, because, and I've done this a lot with email over the course of my career where, you know, sometimes you see it in SaaS, you see it in brick and mortar, you see it in e-commerce a lot where it's just like a picture of a product and then it's like a buy button or like maybe discount code. And like, that might work. You know, it'll work okay. It'll work average, right? But like, I don't want to be average. I want to be the best. And I think when you're putting ad dollars behind it, then you really don't want to just be average. You don't want average returns on your ad dollars, right? You want outsized returns. So the way that you get that is by using long form copy. And you look at like all these old space ads from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and like tons of long form copy. Like they had really great imagery, but the copy is the thing that kind of, you know, the image grabs the attention, but the copy is what makes the sale, right? Mm-hmm. So that's the approach that I love. And I have a client right now, they're in a they have a digital product, a course about how to start a newsletter. And we just started with a very small budget. We just started like a week ago. They're already at a 5.27x ROAS. And all we did was essentially take one of their really educational, informative, story-based emails. It was like an origin story email about, you know, how my client has started his newsletter and grew into a seven-figure business. And it's really educational. There's tips in it. And then it leads to, and if you want more, you know, here's this course where we teach the whole system. And it's great because if you just took an image, we ran an image test where it's like, let's just take a piece of static, have like two or three sentences of copy, and it's getting clicks, but it hasn't really made any sales. But the long form one is making sales because it's pre-framing people properly. Because again, like when people are on X, it's like they're looking for interesting things. They're looking for those rabbit holes to tumble down. So you can convert people with a static. It might, depending on the product targeting, it could work. I've seen it work, obviously. But what I like to do is use that expertorial style approach where you're pre-framing people, you're warming them up with the ad itself. Mm-hmm. And we see this too with all kinds of products. You know, sometimes people have a Facebook ad even, you know, on different platforms. It'll be one sentence a copy and a static, and like those could work okay. But then people go and they'll test a long form ad and that'll out-convert a lot of times, right? Because again, it's about meeting your people where they're at. And especially with SaaS, there usually is a bigger decision process unless it's a $5 or $10 a month, like, you know, app on your phone or what, you know, where it's like, oh, cool, $10 impulse purchase, whatever. But if it's a SaaS that's $100, $200, $500, $1,000 a month, like it's a bigger decision that needs to be made. So people need to be educated.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think it's a really powerful story, especially like you said, the origin story is amazing. And I've seen several origin stories that I just followed. I got into the thread thinking, oh, this is just really interesting. At the end, they're like, and that's how I came up with this software that you should probably get. And I'm like, yes, I should get that. And it just, when you buy into the story, you're so emotional about that. That generating that emotion is really cool. I think it's something that obviously we try to do in any part of the funnel, but especially right there at the top of the funnel when people are first meeting you, that how this whole thing came to be is really powerful.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and that's something like I love repurposing assets, especially for these kind of things. Like if you've written that as an email, maybe that's the first email in your welcome sequence. Try that as an ad. You know, like those convert so well sometimes. I mean, I've worked with tons of clients where like first thing I do is in their welcome sequence, I'll rewrite that first email. And we've had a 50% lift in conversions just from literally just doing that one thing.
Wow.
So I always think like a good hook is a good hook. Right. It doesn't really matter if it's on Google, if it's on YouTube, if it's on Facebook, if it's on Instagram, if it's on X, if it's an email, if it's on a postcard, if it's in your deck, your presentation, that like a good hook is a good hook. Right. Mm-hmm. So your job as a founder, as a marketer, CMO, director of marketing, whatever it is, to identify what those hooks are that get people's attention, move them to action, and then amplify those. So, you know, it's a lot of testing, obviously, right? Just like it is with everything. But if you know that you have a good hook and every time, you know, there's a hot button topic and every time you mention it, your customer's eyes light up. You're like, okay, that's the ad. That's what we're going to run with. Let's build an angle around that.
Makes a lot of sense. And what else, something else I'm thinking of right now is, okay, so if you're going to advertise on X, should you also be posting organically as well to maybe start building your account? Or do people sometimes get stuck because they're like, well, I want to advertise on X, but I should be posting organically. I don't have time to do that yet, so I'm just not going to advertise yet. What's your take on all that?
You don't need to. I think it helps. I think in general, any platform, the more content you have out there, I view it as like owning It's like the Monopoly board. It's like the more properties you own on the Monopoly board, the more money you're going to make, because there's the more chances someone's going to land on one of your properties and you're going to get paid, right? And that's always the analogy that I like to use. So I think it helps. I don't think it's completely necessary. I've seen some companies that absolutely crush and they'll have 1,300 followers. And, you know, they'll post every, you know, once a month, twice a month, but they're just so dialed in with the ads that it doesn't really matter. It really depends on the product. But I don't want that to stop people because – you know, you don't have to necessarily. It's going to be an accelerant if you do. But again, if, you know, if you're just posting, you know, one piece a week, but it's really insightful, and then you turn those into ads, and all you have to do is there's this button in the ads manager that when you do an engagement campaign, it says use existing ad, and then you could just pull the ad right into the ads manager. You can't for the right now, the way that it works in the ads manager, if you've ever been inside, is like you have the character limit. So like if you want to type it out, you can't type out a long form. But if you use the use existing ad button, I think it's actually mislabeled. It should say use existing post. You could pull an organic post in and run that as an ad, and it'll take all the social proof and everything that's on that post. And then you just apply the targeting parameters and then distribute it. So, yeah, I mean, it's not necessary. It can help, but I don't think it should be an obstacle for you to get started.
Yeah, great point. And we've talked a lot about, especially in this podcast, a lot about the difference between a company brand and a personal brand. How do you work with your clients? Do you recommend they add under the company brand or under the personal brand or both?
I don't think it matters. I've seen people do it both ways. So you can really make it work either way. It's you know, if you are posting more content on one versus the other, then maybe run it from there. But again, it's not going to matter that much in the grand scheme of things, in my opinion.
Okay, cool. So as we wrap up here, Chris, businesses, they might be hesitant about investing in Twitter advertising. What would be your advice to them? What would you share with them?
I would say start small. You know, if you have really good content that's worked elsewhere, just start small and see what happens, right? You know, I don't think you have to start spending $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 a day. I mean, if you're an enormous company, you know, if you're a $1 billion company, then like, yeah, that'd probably be where you want to start. But if you're a smaller company, if you're, you know, seven figures, if you're multiple six figures, whatever it is, if you're just kind of just getting started, you know, I have clients start with $10 a day. And it doesn't seem like a lot, but again, if you're reaching 10,000 people a day with your ads because the CPMs are so low, if you're getting dollar CPMs or even $2 CPMs or reaching 5,000 people, you're going to get feedback pretty fast, which is nice. And you're going to get, I think, a pretty statistical, a good statistical significance, you know, 10, 15, 20 bucks a day. And I look at it like an investment too. Like if you are committed to growing with ads, I mean, that's the ultimate, like when you have an ad funnel where you can put a dollar in and get more than a dollar back and an advantageous timeline for you that works for your business, it's like playing the game with cheat codes. You know what I mean? It's something it's so much easier because, you know, you have a scalable system now and it works without you because, you know, you're spending money, you're getting the money back and you're getting the customer, right? So most SaaS businesses, just about, I mean, I'd say what, 90, 95%, they operate on a monthly recurring revenue or annual subscription plan. So you have rebills built in, right? So if you know what your lifetime value is and you know what you have to pay to acquire a customer, even if you're break even on that front end, right? Even if you have to spend $100 to get a $100 a month purchase or whatever it is, that's fine because month two, you're all profit, right? And then from there on out, you now own that customer.
Totally agree. I think it's amazing. And one of the things I've learned in terms of advertising on any platform is if you go into it as a rookie and you don't know what you're doing, you're going to probably waste a lot of time and money. So have an expert. So Chris, it's awesome that you've come in and shared this. Anybody out there, if you guys are thinking of, hey, I think I want to do this, definitely talk to Chris. He's the expert at this. Chris, where are the best places that people can get a hold of you and learn more about how you can help?
If you want to reach out to me on X, my handle is at Chris Orzy, C-H-R-I-S-O-R-Z-Y. You could also go to 100yearbrand.co. That's like my main site for consulting. You can sign up from an email list. That's something I talk about. And I also have a newsletter on Beehive. It's called Xvertising. I think it's xvertising.beehive.com. I think that's the URL. Probably should get a custom URL at some point, but for right now, I'm just using the free one. But I publish a newsletter every week about X ads and just, you know, deep results from experiments that I'm running and things that I'm learning as I've been, you know, experimenting with the platform and talking with, you know, people internally on the team and sharing what I've learned. So a lot of free stuff there. I've published 8 issues so far. I publish one every week. And, you know, it's a good, if you want to do it yourself, there's a lot of good info in there. And then obviously, if you want help, you can always reach out to me too.
Okay, perfect. That's really, really helpful stuff. We'll put all that into the show notes. So if you're listening right now, go ahead and grab it right there. But Chris, this has been great. Thanks so much for coming in and sharing all this.
Thank you for having me, Matt. Appreciate you.
Absolutely. And everybody out there, thank you for being here as well. Again, make sure you are subscribed. You do not want to miss any other experts coming up who are going to drop gold like Chris just did for us. So hit that subscribe button. You'll be good to go. Also, we're looking for reviews. So if you think this is really helpful, if you think you're growing from this, please give us a good review. That way other people will notice this and you'll be helping the community at large. Thank you very much for being here and we'll see you next time. Take care.
Thanks for listening to Scale Your SaaS. For more help on finding great leads and closing more deals, go to mattwallach.com.